Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, I have my best friend, and who really does light up my life with her being a part of my life, Barbara Moore. Are you there, Barbara?
Well, thank you. Yes, I am. What a nice introduction, Johnny.
Well, I figured you needed a compliment, and I wanted you to, you should be giving you one. And also, we have my psychic aunt, Dale Steer, and Richard. How are you doing?
Yes. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. I wanted to go to Barbara because I'm picking up something, okay? She went for an MRI, but if you, it's probably, and I know this has happened to many of my friends, sometimes when you have breast augmentations where they lift up the breast or whatever, they enlarge it, it creates bubbles. So it could be that, okay?
Okay, I hope so. Thank you so much. I never had a bad feeling about it. Today was the MRI day. In 3 to 5 days, we'll see what that says. I never did feel the lump. Somebody said they felt the lump, and I think that she felt the implant. I really do. So
right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it could be part of the implant. So don't worry about
good.
It, okay? But I do have a question. Barbara, you sent me a picture, and Johnny doesn't know, of your hair being mangled because of, go ahead, tell the hat story.
Yes, okay, the hat story, yes, crazy. My reading for my birthday last Friday, because my birthday was last Sunday, we had a show. Dale gave me a really interesting reading, and we just didn't know what the hat meant. She said she sees a hat. She sees a hat for my birthday. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. I ended up getting a comb hat because I got a comb stuck in my hair the day after my birthday. It wrapped around. The tongs were on both sides. The hair was on both sides. It went all the way raveling up to my scalp. I couldn't get it out. I had to sleep like that, put my neck out, because I couldn't sleep anywhere on my side. I had to do sleeping on my back. Okay, the next day, 24 hours into it, her friends came over, and they were like surgeons on my head, and they cut the comb out with pliers. Yes.
With pliers?
They had to cut the comb. They had to break the comb because they couldn't get it out. And then the last little bit, they had to cut my hair, but you cannot tell. And these 15-year-old kids did this for me. I never had to go to the hair salon, and I laid there. It felt so good. I was like a lion with the paw, the thorn in the paw, you know? I'm drained.
Well, I had the feeling that you had to have your hair cut. That's what I was worried about.
You got the nail on the head, Dale, with so many other things. Everybody should go back and listen to the Friday show last Friday because you got the nail on the head, and then with the comb hat, and that was the cherry on top.
Oh, wow. And then I'm just like you. I have to go have my annual breast exam in October to check for breast cancer, too, as well. So I know how you feel. It gets really, it doesn't take 3 days. It usually takes 4 or 5 before they let you know. And it's like, it's a Friday. And then, of course, you know, you got to wait on the weekend. So there's 3 days there. And then eventually by Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll know.
Good. Thank you. You know, having you, Dale, as my psychic Dale Shear, really is something that I really am glad, I'm grateful for, because when you do start to worry and you do start to just be festered with worry, I have you. And then you always make me feel better. I can take a deep breath, and it just makes me feel better having you in my corner.
Thank you. I have Richard, sort of.
Sort of. What do you mean, sort of? Richard's a killer.
Well, you know, when he can hear me, I have to scream a lot because he doesn't hear that well. But when he can hear me, then he always calms me down.
Oh, that's so nice. That is nice.
Anyway.
Good for you, Richard.
That's a chore.
Anyway, Johnny said we have a couple of people waiting, so let's get to them, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Area code 330. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Who's this?
Kim.
I'm sorry. What is your name?
Kim.
Kim.
How do you spell it?
K-I-M.
Oh, Kim. Hi. Mm-hmm. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Mm.
Wow. You getting a lot of rain over there?
No, we need some.
Oh, you do? Okay. I thought that would be one of the places that would have some of the rain. But how can I help you?
I recently retired, and one of my customers I have seen outside of business now. And we've been chatting a little bit, but I didn't know if it was going to turn into something more.
Obviously, what kind of person? Excuse me for coughing just a moment. Hello?
He's a nice guy with a dog.
Okay.
Okay. We all have dogs. What kind of job? What does he do?
He flips houses. And
even now with the market
yeah.
So weird?
Yes.
Huh. Well, do you want to get involved with that? Because I see you getting involved with him.
Okay. I don't know him that well.
Yeah, but he's worth knowing. And he's a good person, so I would suggest that you get to know him because he's very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I needed to know that. Are
I'm
his
glad
daughters
going to
cause any problems?
Pardon me?
Are his daughters going to cause any problems?
There's one that will, but nothing major.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, Johnny, you want to give your number out?
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874. And to talk in and get your free reading.
Thank you, Johnny. Okay, who do we have next?
Let's see here. The next person is area code 919. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
No, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A.
Oh, Brenda, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Where are you calling from?
Carolina.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And thank you
guys have been getting some major rain over there, huh?
Yes, we have. We have. I just want to say thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Well, that's my job. I enjoy
okay.
it. I'm sorry for the rain you're getting and all the flooding I've been seeing. I have friends that live in North Carolina. I've been to Greensboro. I think North Carolina is one of the prettiest states I've ever seen, and it's neat.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
How can I help you?
I just want to know, is real love coming my way soon?
That's a great question. You deserve it. And you're the type of person that when you fall in love or when you're with somebody, you check the nails, you check the hair. I'm surprised you don't check the bank account. You are real fussy. You know what I mean? Are you laughing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, you're fussy, all right. And that proposes it to be a little bit hard to find somebody because most people are imperfect. I do see a friend introducing you to someone that will make you very delighted and will be at a higher state than you. In other words, you could look up to this person and feel very positive. Person is kind of graying of hair a little bit, tall, thin, very nice.
That's nice.
I'm sorry, that's someone calling on my phone.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get rid of that. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, ma'am, I heard you.
You're a good person. Have you been married before?
Unfortunately, 3 times.
Unfortunately, 3 times. Okay. Well, before you pick the guy that or the person you want to be with, call me first so we can make sure it's the right one.
Okay.
Because you have this uncanny ability to pick the ones that you got to help all the time.
I think
you understand?
Past that now.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
You know. So that's where I see you at. I do see you involved with someone else, and you'll be fine.
That's good to know.
Okay? Good.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
All right, you take care.
Well, Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yeah.
I tell you. What? Does people not have energy today or what?
Damn, zero.
Really?
When you are going through something or you've been through something mentally and physical, you feel so spent. I do. And I kind of am brain dead after something like that. Maybe they are too. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't like MRIs as well. I've had a couple of them and, you know, it's just like, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. And then we hope we're not dead or dying. So we do the best we can. But in your case, with most, huh?
At least we have an MRI to give us the answers. But I thought I had done one, but I had only done the CT scan when I had the accident a few years ago. So the MRI is much more advanced. There's so much more to it. And you feel like you've been laying there forever. You just want it to be over. But they never had to do it. He said I was very good.
Is that the one where you have to go in the machine?
Yes. And when it's for your breast, you have to lay down. And it's on your forehead. It just feels like, oh, my gosh, your forehead is just, oh, face down. And your shoulders, you have to have your arms up. And you just want it to be over. So I did not move an inch, and I did a good job. Otherwise, they have to start over.
I know. Well, what I usually do is put blindfolds on, and I put stuff on my ears so I can hear music. So that, you know, the banging in an MRI in that machine, I don't know why it bangs. You know what I mean?
It's so strange. Now I want to go look it up to see why it bangs. But he was so sweet. He put earplugs in my ears for me. He took off my shoes. He put them back on. And I said, my shoulders are really bothering me. He rubbed my shoulders in between. What a sweet doctor.
Or not.
Or not. Or technician, whatever you call the guy who does it.
That is so funny. That's so funny. No, but, you know, you'll be okay. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay, okay?
Thank you. Enjoying my moments while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Alive.
I'm more interested in your hair. We went through this for about an hour on the phone, and all I get is that kids came in, and they used some weird things to get the comb out. How long did it take?
Oh, they were working on it for 20 minutes. It was like one was a surgeon. They're like, hand me the scissors, like a scalpel, scissors. tired. And it wasn't even my daughter. It was her friends. They got there before her. And I just told one of the girls, oh, I have this comb stuck in my hair. Maybe they thought it was like something I was doing on purpose. I don't know. But as soon as I told this one girl, she went straight in and tried to help me. And she was not going to stop until it was out. And there's certain types of people who would just say, oh, okay, see you later, with a look on their face. But this one, she went right at it. And the other one was a 15-year-old boy who helped her out. And
I'll tell you, if it were me,
too.
I would have went to the hairdresser and got it taken out, because I can't even believe you lodged a thing in you. I have a hard time with that.
Well, Johnny was doing a show that we were going to do, a test show, because I got a new microphone system. And I was trying to concentrate on that while I was combing my hair. And that's called multitasking, which does not work for me at all, as you
what
can
it
see.
Is, sorry. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead, Johnny.
There's an option to where Barbara can log in as a co-host through the computer, because I don't log in. I don't log in with my phone. I log in with the computer. And we were going to test that out to see if she could. That way Barbara would have her own switchboard.
Oh, wow. Okay, I had a question about that. When is Labor Day weekend? When is that, Johnny?
That's next week. Next week.
Next week what?
Friday? Friday is the start of Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so we're not doing a show, because everybody will be running around and trying to get from point A to B.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Why not try doing the show Wednesday instead?
No. I got too much stuff going on. Yeah, you don't understand. From Wednesday on, people are on the road for Labor Day weekend. Especially living in Tahoe, that's what I've seen a million times. Everybody's getting ready. Everybody has to check their luggage. Everybody has to see where they're going and, you know, that type of thing. So, Barbara, we're going to do the show that following Friday. We're going to do it on Facebook.
Okay, we already did push it back, but now this is putting a wrench into it again. We were going to go Facebook Live this upcoming Friday, but now do you want to push it back another week?
Yes, because of Labor Day weekend.
All right, that's fine with me.
I mean, Labor Day
weekend
is not a weekend that you play around with. That's what
everybody's getting. You don't have to talk me into that decision. I'm fine with it, but this is a good segue for us to tell the listeners what we are about to do. Who wants to explain? Does Johnny?
What we're going to try to
Before you do that, do you have any calls waiting? I don't want to keep anybody waiting.
Yes, we do. We have a caller waiting.
You want to hit the caller first, so then we can talk?
I can go ahead and say it. I think what it is that we're going to try a simulcast with Facebook and Blog Talk at the same time, and that way you can get more people, and they can get more exposure. I was thinking maybe
we can.
Do
this. This is great. We're in
but
this
maybe,
together. We're all going to get a lot of exposure.
Maybe
and that way, Richard will be able to be on too, right? He'll be able to be on.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm thinking if we use BlueJeans, then we could hook it up to the Facebook, and then that way, that's one way we could do it, you know. Right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Barbara, do you know how to hook it up to the Facebook from BlueJeans?
Yes. Well, I don't know about the BlueJeans thing, because that's new to me. Remember, we weren't going to do that. But if you want me to figure that out, I will.
Yeah, it'll be real. I'll make sure to call BlueJeans tech support, and then we'll make sure that everything is set, is so that we can. You should have your BlueJeans hooked up to because that way, I think if we just go on the Facebook Live, I don't know if everyone's going to see our faces, but if we do it on BlueJeans, then everybody will see our faces. You understand? And
I don't know about that, Dale. This is not what we discussed. I don't want to do that.
Right.
We're going to go Facebook Live. We're not going to deal with BlueJeans. No. The absolute answer is no.
All right.
Well, Barbara, if you can figure it out, we're fine.
Well, okay. But we want to, we'd rather do it, wouldn't we rather do it with Blog Talk Radio simultaneously than add this Blue Jeans that nobody's ever heard of?
Okay, okay. So
I
we'll do it
with
Blog Talk and we'll do it with Facebook.
Yes. Okay. I got, now I know that does work. Okay. So
okay.
That's what we're going to do, everybody.
That sounds great. But how do I get Richard on there?
Well, there will be plenty of boxes for him to show up in, and he will be able, we'll be able to see Richard.
Okay.
Or
okay.
If that it doesn't work, can he sit by you, next to you?
Well, that will be a little hard. I'd have to sit on his lap.
Oh, God. Okay.
How do you know? I would crush him. I don't know, I guess.
We'll see. See, I only thought we were doing the Facebook Live. But
no,
now,
Facebook is fine, but I want to get Richard in there, and I don't want to just sit on his lap. I might crush him, or he may not be able to talk. I don't know.
Well, I'll have the answer for you then later tonight. Because Johnny and I need to do a little test run like we were trying to before. And then all of the questions will be answered and all the problems will be ironed out.
That's why I'm going for
after
Labor Day weekend, Johnny. After, because then that gives you time to get it all together.
Okay. But I'm sorry, Barb. I had no idea that this is more than what you had prepared for. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. We're all working it out.
It's all right. Now, Barbara and I want to do Facebook, and she'll figure it out, and we're going to do it.
Yeah. We're going to do it, and it's going to be great.
What's the date on that, Johnny, by the way?
Labor Day or next Friday?
No, after Labor Day, the following Friday.
That's going to be the 9th, August 9th.
Try September 9th.
Let me see here. I mean, September the 9th.
September.
La 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 la
la
la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la Labor Day 2022. Okay, it's Monday is the 5th. So that would be the 9th. This would be
I got it. You guys talk for a moment. I got to see if I have any appointments at that point.
Okay. I checked the schedule as well, and I am free. So that will be great. And
I have to see if I am.
Richard.
I have to see if I I don't know how I'm going to get Richard. I want Richard on there, but I got to figure out how.
We're not going to do it without him. So we will find a way.
Oh, I'm free on September the 9th. I'm fine. I have an eye doctor on the 8th.
I've been also advertising the show on TikTok, which is great. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
great.
I'm doing a live
if that works.
So. Which is good.
That's not my demographics, but okay.
Well, we've seen psychics on there, so, you know, I think it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Do we have somebody waiting?
We sure do. And you're going to love this. This is another 919 area code. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay. I do have a 919 number because I'm from North Carolina, but I live in Georgia now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. Have you been hit by the rain as well?
Yeah, well, yes. We have a lot of rainy days, but it's not like flooding or anything, but we've had quite a few rainy days. I think today was the first day.
Let me pick up on this. I pick up on teaching or going to school or teaching classes or doing something with learning. What does that have to do with you or someone close to you?
I'm not really sure. I do want to get a certification, but more importantly, I'm trying to find a different, better job, something for my
okay,
greatest,
wait.
Nice, good.
Wait, the you're saying certification in what?
Maybe contract writing or grant writing.
Okay, but that's learning. That's doing something where you're learning, okay? So I see you doing the grant writing, and that will, I don't know if you need to be certified for that, but you'll be good. What kind of books do you want to write?
I don't want to write any books.
Or what do you want to get? I don't understand. What is that certification for?
I'm a contract. I work in contracts and legal, and I can get certification for contract management. That's the kind of certification I was hoping to get.
Okay,
but
that's beyond my beyond my education. Explain to me in depth what that is.
So I work. For the past 25 years, I have worked in legal contract management. So that's like drafting, creating contracts. And I've always worked in a corporate setting for a legal department. So I'm the one that's, you know, working with the attorneys to create the contracts, execute the contracts.
Oh, I got you there.
And I can get certification in that.
Oh, you can. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very interesting. And you will. I mean, you're very smart. You got it all going for you. And you'll be learning some sort of skill or trade with that.
Yes.
There's something you'll be learning, okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I don't know what it is, but you'll be learning. So what did you want to know now?
I had a job, and it was very toxic, and I no longer there, and I have accepted another job working with a law firm, but the salary is, I mean, it's a good job, but the salary is just so low. It's like a maybe half, almost a third of what I used to make, and I have been applying. I've even interviewed for some other companies, but nothing's really panned out yet, and I'm just wondering, do you see something coming through soon?
All right, have you chosen to take this job? Are you going to take the job?
I haven't gotten any offer yet.
I thought you said that it pays very well.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm working in that. I have been working in that job. I'm sorry, I'm working in that job. I've been working that.
Well, you need to get rid of that job. There's got to be, you're highly technically smart. You got all this knowledge and everything together legal-wise, and you know what you're doing. You need to hunt around with other attorneys and see if you can get involved, because if someone will hire you, because it's wonderful what you do, and you shouldn't be underpaid. The whole world is bumping up salaries, not putting salaries down.
Right. I have actually been interviewing. I had a few interviews. I was like second candidate, maybe third candidate, but not selected. And there was one job that I was really, really interested in. And it has a second recruiter has come back around for that same position to contact me. So trying to applying and trying to get an interview with that, but I am applying for a lot of other different things, and I'm just wondering.
Okay, all I can tell you is this. Within the next few months, you're going to get a spectacular job making quite a bit of money. It'll blow your mind, and you have to be more positive. And all I can say is you're going to get it. It's going to be in the legal field of what you're doing.
Okay.
And not to worry.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
The hardest part that you just said was that last part, not weary. So I'll work on that.
Well, sweetie, if worrying were to solve any of our problems, it'd be great to worry. But considering it doesn't solve anything, there's no point in worrying.
Very true.
Okay.
Well, you said in the next few months, so thank you very much.
And call us back when you get the new job. It'll be good. Okay?
Thank you.
For calling.
Great. Thank you.
Dale?
Yes.
I guess I want to ask you a question about possibly a something. Okay.
Sure.
There is a reality television show called Love on the Spectrum, and it's people that have autism on the autistic spectrum, and they actually will match you up, and what they do is they match you up. I just emailed the producer, and the producer emailed me back to ask me a few questions. Because they're looking for people to be on a future show. What do you see happening with that?
What, for you or for me?
For me. Yeah. Why? Okay. What do you mean for you?
Well,
you,
the way you
about?
Proposed it, I thought you were asking me to be on a show.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that if I go on this thing, I mean, I'm going to tell people that I have a podcast, obviously. So in a sense, it does benefit you and it benefits Barbara. And anything that Barbara can do networking-wise with the Kardashian networking skills to help me get on this thing, it would be appreciated. But what I'm saying is what you see happening with Dale, with this thing.
Well, I don't understand, Johnny. Are they asking you to be on the show?
No, they're not yet, but they are. I'm corresponding with them.
Oh, if you correspond with them correctly, right, proper, they will invite you on the show.
What do you think you have, Barbara?
I think that's great, and I think he will. He will do it properly because the course he takes him through every single step. So I think that's good, Johnny. Good reading for you.
It's really good because they're going to ask you to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what is the show about?
It's about autistic people and them dating and the barriers that they face. And they actually run you through like speed dating. It's sort of a bachelor, but for all bachelor thing for autistic people. Because whenever I watch The Bachelor, it's like they always want these young 27-year-old people, and it's never – they don't realize that some people have problems, like not being able to drive and everything. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. The publicity would be fun, you know, to be able to say, oh, I have a podcast, you know, and it directly it would help everybody on the show.
Johnny, let me ask you this. Is this show on TV at all? Because it should be.
Yeah, actually, it is. It is on television, and it started in Australia, but they're doing an American version of it. So, yes, it's on television, and I actually...
That you should approach, Johnny, you should approach 90 Day, because they do so many different shows and shows similar to that they would be interested.
I mean, I'll look at it, but I'm just saying that I like the idea of somebody, I don't know. I never really wondered if my story would be as interesting on 90 Day Fiancé. How old are the people on 90 Day Fiancé?
No. 90 Day Fiancé has branched out now where they have several types of shows. I can tell you for sure. They have a show on heavy people, fat people, trying to lose weight, date other people. I'm watching one now where it's about a girl who's 400 pounds and it shows just all the men she meets and all her dates. So they have then they have another show about sex. And they have another show about, it's just all different kinds of shows. I mean, I could put it up and tell you what kind they have, but it's amazing.
No, I understand. I will be honest with you. It's just I look through all the reality shows and I think which one would I audition for, and this is the only one that I found that seems to be a real good fit. I mean, unless you or Barbara and Richard find something that's a good fit for me, you know.
That's perfect, but if it's on TV, it depends. If it's, look, I don't, it has to first be pitched in the United States. They may have it in Australia.
Actually,
but,
they already have done it on the United States. This will be the next season.
Oh, where did they have it so I can look at it?
Let me look it up here. It's Love on the Spectrum. Let me look it up. It's Love on the Love on the Spectrum, and it's in USA. And they already had their first season. And it's
what channel?
On,
what channel?
I believe on Netflix.
Oh, on Netflix. Oh, and what's it called?
They need another good one.
Love on the Spectrum. It's on Netflix.
Okay, we'll have to look that up. I'm looking at Roku right now, and they have Blamed, Knife to Death, The Healer, Diary of an Old Home, Animal Kingdom. They have all kinds of shows, and it's not just Fiancé. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
Request everything. I mean, when I wanted something, I wanted to be a flight attendant, for example.
Right.
I asked for an application from over 100 airlines.
That's right.
He just asking one? I mean, you're limiting yourself so much,
well,
Johnny.
Well, I would ask.
Well, because he's scared to try. This one does balance him of what he wants to do. So let him try this first. So then if this don't work, then try other ones, because Barbara's right. Try about 10 or 15 or 20 different ones.
Yeah, I see.
On 90 Day, you can pitch a show. They have hundreds. The one I'm watching right now is My Big Fat Fabulous Life. I just think it's so cool. Uh-huh. I got so hooked on it, I can't get off.
You see a lot
I'm
of
not
people.
Fat.
You're telling us that. That is so funny. It's just so addicting, isn't it, you guys?
Yes. It's very, Discovery Channel is very addicting. It just
Does
is.
Does Richard like it too?
Huh?
Does Richard like that one too?
No, he goes into more trains and airplanes and stuff like that.
Okay.
They have 1,000-pound best friends. The Giant Life, I really like that. That's all about real tall people and how they make it in this world. Johnny, do you hear me?
Oh, I hear you, and I wanted to, can I read you the email that they sent back to me, the producer sent back to me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. It says, hello, Jonathan. Thank you for expressing interest in our series, Love on the Spectrum. We are looking at potentially moving forward with another series, and we'd like to ask you for some more information. What's your sexual preference? When was the last time you dated? What are your hobbies and interests? Do you feel like anything has held you back from dating? And would you mind sharing a photo of yourself with us as well, please? Thank you very much, warmly, in the name of the producer. So it's I think the thing is that a lot of times it's sort of funny because me and Barbara, we've never met, but I've always imagined, like, if I met Barbara, it's like Barbara would see a lot of things that she hasn't seen. She'd be like, boy, Johnny sure seems socially clumsy with the rocking and the everything. And, the, you know, I mean, it's
don't
like.
Don't talk
I,
down about yourself, Johnny. You don't know.
Let's
not
talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny, we don't need to put personal stuff on YouTube.
On what?
On YouTube. We don't need to put personal things on YouTube. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right,
okay.
So where are we at? Do we have calls or what's going on?
No callers, but that doesn't mean we won't have
any. Why don't you give your number out, Johnny?
Yeah. We've had a lot so far on this show. 516-531-9874 to call in for your free reading with Psychic Usher.
Okay. Anyway, just go for it and see what happens, Johnny. And, you know, that's the best I can tell you. Barbara, Talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Barbara and I, we're going to talk about Anne Heche.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Oh. Guess what, Dale?
What?
I had a couple people look at that as well. They were shocked
really?
As well, popping up by Anne Heche. Yes, I really think that somebody should be liable. She was alive, and they covered her head. And it's not because she was a celebrity. Do celebrities not get oxygen after they're rescued from a fiery crash? You know what?
No, but what the fireman told me, the fireman told us that there's no way any human being could withstand that amount of heat and fire
mm-hmm.
for an hour inside
Dang.
That house. And Richard knows more than I do.
Why was she in a coma for a week afterwards, alive? She obviously made it through.
No, she wasn't alive. She was dead, I'd say.
Okay,
that's where
dead with a coma or alive with a coma? I don't know what the difference is there.
Okay. Here's the way it went down. She was in there, in the house. It was extreme fire, and there was a guy that the neighbor tried to get her out, but it was so hot, he had to leave. He asked her if she was okay. She said no. She did talk at that point. So at the very beginning, I think, before the fire started, she was able to communicate a little bit. She was tested and found that she had cocaine in her system, and also just all sorts of things. But whatever, she went into that house, and the thing that I questioned and you questioned with me, when they pulled her out, an hour later, there's very few people. Have you tried to breathe in a heat that's maybe 400 degrees and, you know, be on, you know, have your body burned? And then all
yeah,
of a sudden she comes out.
Okay.
Huh?
Why didn't they an oxygen mask on her while they were
because
rescuing
she could,
her?
My husband said she couldn't breathe. There was no way she could breathe. But then I don't know.
Live?
I'm not. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But at the same token, she pops up. Did any of your friends get to hear what we were discussing?
Yes, didn't have the mental capacity or patience to listen to it over and over again, like you and I did with each other. And I came up with that she said, "Open this up." Get it off, get it off, get it off, get the roof off. Remember, get the roof off.
Right, right, right. I think that, the fire department said that's a natural reaction a lot of times at the body. Even at the morgue, if somebody's dead, they'll pop up, you know. It just happens, you know. But because I've never been dead like that, I don't know. You know, and I've never talked to anybody at the morgue.
We have a caller.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. Just a moment.
Okay.
You don't have to interrupt. The Anne Heche thing bothered Barbara and I because she popped up and she was actually moving her hands around and it looked like she was talking. And then we heard a voice, you know, the guy from the helicopter was talking all about her, but we heard a voice, an electronic voice say something, and Barbara thought she heard what she heard, and I can't figure out what they said. Richard, what did you think?
Well, yeah, okay, a voice. Let me add this to it. She had to inhale a horrendous amount of smoke. Not counting the heat and the actual fire, but smoke. And, of course, I'll repeat, I think what my feeling is, when she raised up like that was when she actually got some clean air and maybe it gave her a little last burst, but I think that was it. I think the game was over. I think she was gone. Okay?
See, that's
okay.
What he feels. So then
okay.
They put down two. Of course, he didn't hear what we heard. I haven't played it for him yet. He has actually new earphones, so I can play it for him so he can hear. But the whole point is that they had a discrepancy of the time of her death. At first, they said she was dead right away, and then her heart was still beating. So they finally, when they unplugged her on Sunday, they said then she was dead then. So they had a problem deciding when her death would be.
Yes, they did. But don't you think they would try to cover it up if they can? They would try.
No.
And I think that they are.
No. What's weird is the other stuff. You got to look at what she did during the day. And we know that she went and bought a wig from that guy who had nothing to do with this. He just felt so bad that everybody was accusing him of giving her drugs when that never happened. And then prior to that, or right after that, she went to an apartment. I read this. And what she was doing at the apartment, we don't know. And it said on my phone that when she went to that apartment, they weren't going to talk about it. So I don't know the whole truth of everything. So that's where the difference is. She could have got drugs at that apartment from somebody, then gone to the wig place, then gone to the house. You know, you just don't know. So it's all crazy. But what was getting me was the voices that Barbara and I heard when she popped up.
The electronic voices, everybody,
right,
that come through,
right,
that only certain people can hear, maybe. I don't know. I take the time to listen to Dale and what she's trying to explain to me. And we sat down and I listened to it. It is a little creepy. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Really? Well, no, everybody can hear it because I had my husband listen to it too. He heard it. So I just haven't had Richard listen to it yet. But it just, there's something missing because we don't really know the whole story. So there's something missing out of this whole mess. And even though she has passed on, and I feel really bad about that, I think she was like a fabulous actress. I just feel bad. And I have been following this case from the moment it happened.
Okay.
Me too. I saw it live. Happening live.
Yeah. Okay, now Johnny said he had someone on the phone.
That's correct. Okay. Here is Trish.
Hi.
You're live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Thank you. And just so you know, I didn't hear the voices, but I had questions like you. I'm just going to quickly say, what happened to the part of the story where she supposedly crashed into another house first,
right,
put it in reverse,
right,
and then took off?
What happened was we don't know who that was or why she was there. All I know in reading that it was a apartment building and she was getting out of there and she crashed into a car. The guy saw her and that's why that second picture was taken. I mean, that first picture was taken and took a picture of her and said, get out of your car, lady, get out of your car. And she took off like a bat out of hell.
Right. And that's where the whole vodka story started.
Well, the vodka has nothing to do with this. She did a podcast 3 days ago, 3 days prior to that Friday, and she did vodka and wine, but that had nothing to do with the day of Friday. And another weird thing is how come her best friend, who she does a podcast with, doesn't say anything?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whoever it was,
or the hit and run thing. Like, who were these people she hit and run? Why aren't they saying anything?
Well, they did. They're the ones
they
who
did.
Posted the photo, and they're the ones who said they saw a bottle of vodka, but her blood analysis showed she had no alcohol.
Well, they did not see a bottle of vodka. There was a bottle of something, but they don't know what it was. From what I understand, she drank a lot all the time. So on that day, you know, maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But that wouldn't make you drive 60 miles an hour or 100, you know, and crash why didn't she turn the wheel? I mean, did she try to commit suicide? That's what's been bothering me.
Yes. Well, it was a dead end. She may not have known it was a dead end.
Right.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't turn to get out of there?
I'd like to know, was there tire marks? Was there, how much brakes did she apply? It's like they're keeping a lot very quiet. Don't you
find
that with me because she's a celebrity?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they said
mm-hmm.
once she died, they stopped the investigation, so we'll never know.
Well, we may. I mean, you know, never know, but for some reason, it bothers me, just like it bothers you and it bothers a lot of other people. Because we're not being told the truth.
It's bothering you more than usual that things bother you. They usually don't bother you so much, Dale. I'm noticing this as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I hear electronic voices, and I'm going to tell it to this lady, if you put up on your computer, or what is it, Barbara, that you put up?
Put up Anne Hesh popping up.
Okay.
Yeah, Van Hesh popping up. If you go into those, you'll see one with the guy in the helicopter thinking she's a guy, and he's reporting on it. I think it was Fox News, and he was reporting on it. And then all of a sudden, she pops up, and he goes, oh, my God, he popped up. And from there, after that, I was wondering what happened. Did they put her down? What did they do to her?
You're right. The camera feed died.
A what?
Went away. They never showed another thing after the pop-up.
Right. And then after that, we heard electronic voices saying something that I've heard electronic voices before. That's why I know being a psychic. I've heard them. I even taped one. I had one videotaped, if you remember what that is, but many years ago, and I was taping the news, and then all of a sudden I heard my name, Dale Scher, and I turned around, and it was on the tape. I'm going, how could that even get on the tape, you know? Really weird.
Weird.
So I know what electronic voices are, and I heard an electronic voice telling us something, but that would give us one of the pieces to the puzzle.
Was the electronic voice from when they slowed the recording down? Is that how we heard it, Dale?
Wait, what? Say what?
Was it because they slowed the recording down and that's what we're hearing underneath?
No. No, no, no. No.
Is Trish still there?
What?
Is Trish still there? Or Trish?
Yes. I was just waiting for them to fit before I asked the question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Crystal joined in on what we're talking about. But anyway, okay,
Trish,
how can I, how?
I was,
yeah, Trish.
I'm looking for a new job, and I was wondering if you were picking up, you know, any opportunities coming my way.
And what do you normally do, Trish?
I work for a software company, and I'm just looking for, I like what I do, just not with this company.
You're definitely going to get another company. Definitely make more money. Definitely do something very different than you never done before. And it's going to be coming up in the next 30 to 60 days. So I see you getting another job, and you're going to be very successful.
Well, thank you. That is, like, great news.
Well, just keep trying, hon. Don't give up.
I won't.
Right.
I won't. Thank you.
Be positive.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's a good reading.
Okay.
Chelsea wanted to know.
What?
Now she can move forward. And that's good news for Trish. This is so interesting. I like to have the people call in and then join in our conversation as well. So, Johnny, it's fine. I think they like to give us a little input for their reading. It relaxes them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially with this Anne Hesh thing, it's so weird.
Yes. It's so interesting.
Barbara and I were on the phone like an hour trying to figure it out.
Oh. You guys, hey, do you want to make the announcement that I do not have a phone phobia anymore?
No, you just did.
I did, yes. Oh, my gosh.
That's wonderful. I actually called you and you picked up the phone. I was going, whoa,
no,
that's pretty good.
Well, I called you out of the blue.
Yeah.
Remember, I actually dialed the phone and called you, and then we talked for a long time. Then you called me back and I answered, so that you got a double whammy.
I know, that's spectacular, and I'm so proud of you, and it's so wonderful.
And I wanted to stay in this new apartment with no clutter for 90 days, like they said. And now we just got a notice that we actually can move back into our place on September 30th. And I'm disappointed. I wanted to stay at the new place for 90 days.
Oh, well, you have to do what I said, hire a whole bunch of people to clean it up the way you want it, and then go from there.
Yes, and move forward this way with no clutter, because everybody, when I was living with clutter, it literally stopped my life.
I think it stops everybody's life.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so don't let it.
Anyway, you
want to
do the shout out? Do you want to do the shout out, Barbara?
Yes.
And
okay, everybody,
you can give my phone number and give everybody.
Yep, I have that ready right here. I want to close with giving you listeners Dale Shears. Psychic Dale Shears direct number. Get a pencil. 808-372-1816. One more time. 808-372-1816 for your private reading with Psychic Dale Shears. She's available for you, everybody. So take advantage of it. Be like me. Be like Johnny. Be like Richard. Have your own psychic there for you in your corner, because it does help. And thank you for all the callers and listeners. We appreciate you. As you heard earlier on, we're not going to go on air the Friday before Labor Day. And the Friday after that, we will be on with Psychic Dale Shear, Richard, Johnny, and Barbara here. Back to you, and you're going to see us live on Facebook Live, and we will be putting notices up and the exact instructions for you on our Facebook group page.
Isn't
Twitter,
that exciting, Barbara? That's exciting,
I
Barbara.
I feel it.
I think
it is.
I think it's something that will be really good, because I have friends doing it on Facebook right now, and they are just tripping out about as many people that are viewing it and everything. So you got to email your friends and let them know, you know, if they're interested.
Awesome.
And we're going from there.
Well, that's where I have most of my followers, over 100K now, everybody. So we're going to get the word out, each one of us. And, hey, the world is our oyster, and I am super excited too, Dale.
Yes. And thank you very much, Barbara, and I'm glad you got your hair straightened out. And I'm very, very happy.
Yes.
So
thank
did,
you.
It, it, did your hair crazy. Come out good? Did your hair come
out good?
It came out good.
You
that?
Couldn't even notice it. I was worried because they had to cut a little bit, but you can't even notice it. And it just feels so good to be out. It's a freedom feeling like no other.
Oh, yeah.
like a thorn being taken out of my Leo paw.
Okay. Aloha, Johnny, and everybody. And my website is Dale Shear, DaleSchear.com. And just check me out, okay?
DaleSchear.com. We love you, Dale. Thank you so much again for a fabulous evening of readings. And aloha, Johnny. Aloha, Richard. Until next time.
Aloha.
Barbara,
good night, everyone.
Please let me know the results of the MRI, okay?
Okay. As soon as I know, I will give you a call. Thank you for caring so much.
Or text me, either, whichever you're comfortable with, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. All right,
okay.
Everybody.
Aloha.
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 Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.